Good morning. How are you guys today? Good. You look pretty good. Glad you're here. So today, good morning. How are you this morning? So this morning, were you all listening when they were talking about what Jesus and the disciples did? Do you remember the story? Yeah, they went over to the other side, and when they went over there, there were all kinds of people who wanted to see Jesus. And they were off kind of on a little mountain, kind of a quiet place. No hotels, no 7-Elevens, you know, no ABC stores, which is hard to believe, right? And everybody was hungry. They'd been going. And yes, good morning. It's good to see you. Yes. Like all of us this morning, you forgot to stop and get a cookie on our way in.
I didn't forget.
I had a cinnamon roll. Everyone is hungry, and Jesus said, what? What are we going to feed them? What are we going to feed them?
How are we going to get them bread?
How are we going to get them bread?
And then Peter answers,
all these people in scriptures, it says 200 denarii, 2 months' wages would not feed all these people. Even if you took them to Zippy's, it would not be enough. And Jesus said, then one of the disciples said, sorry, there's somebody here who has some two loaves of bread and how many fish? Inflation. 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Exactly good. It's hard. And what does Jesus say? Eat. Now, if we had 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish and we tried to feed all of these people, would it be enough?
Yes.
Yes, I love your faith. As long as we pretended we were eating in a Japanese restaurant, yes. Little tiny portions, yeah. Hey, where's mine? You know, that's not very much food. And
not only people were there that day. There were only like 120 people in here.
5,000
people. Now, just like that. It was a medium here. And Jesus said, and was there enough food?
Yes.
There was plenty of food. There was so much food. How many baskets of food were left over?
12.
I like how you make this up.
As you go. Oh, there were. Yeah. Ever seen a miracle like that in your life?
Unless you're talking
about that. Well, I have seen it, and I've seen it a bunch of times. I see it happen all the time, where there just doesn't seem to be enough food, and yet sometimes hungry people get fed. I see it, and it was incredible miracle. It does have under an issue,
right?
And come this way. Come this way, my friend. This way. Straight down the road.
Well, this is a
miracle I see all the time. There are lots of really hungry people around. And somehow
I'm going to show you over here to the basket here. Come on. And I'll show you what happens. Yeah, it's so weird. Where did all this food come from? Where did it? People gave this food.
Okay.
Next time, bring eggs. No, sorry. This is a different thing. Yeah. Yeah, what we do with these is that we buy, there's a place that buys giant amounts of eggs, and then we put them in these things and give them to people who are hungry. But let's see what we have in here for people. We have
cans
of what?
Chicken bread.
chicken breast. Yeah. Thank you to the healthy people who brought Cheerios.
There's coffee.
Oh, the Lutherans showed up. 100% Kona coffee right there. Now, no shopping, okay? All right. So all kinds of fun stuff. A plastic lid. Okay. Who's the hippie? Vegetarian refried beans. Protein shakes, because everybody needs a protein shake. So here's the miracle. Jesus started with almost nothing, and everybody got fed. We have people where we live who go to bed hungry every day. And so our church gathers this little bit of food, and Calvary Church gathers more food, and Hope Chapel gathers more food. And do you know how many thousands of pounds of food get collected every year? Tons and tons of food. And it all starts with just a little bit. Just a little bit. I bet you could finish the whole box. But so that's another kind of miracle. And this is a miracle we get to see all the time. It's people who are being fed because folks bring just a little bit at a time. So on Thursday of this week, where's Chuck? Chuck's out probably having coffee. Chuck will take all of this food down to Angel Network, which is at one of our Lutheran churches. And all of those folks will come, like 2,000 of them a week will come, and all of this food will help feed them. It's like 5 loaves or 6 loaves or 8 loaves and 2 fish. It just becomes enough because we all share.
Are there any loaves or fish not counting Cheerios?
I have a recipe for Cheerios bread. It's fine. All right, thank you all, and you guys can go back and make your own little miracle, okay? And help share what you have as well. Thanks, you can go back to your places.